and specifically against charity, against patience. Some sin, either from my last confession or from any time in my past life, and I get the benefit of the sacrament. Is that good to hear? Now, of course, as I've been telling you, my dear fellow sinners, we don't have to go back 10 years. You know what I'm saying? However, for a valid absolution and valid reception of the grace of the sacrament of penance, all that is necessary to confess is some one sin that should be a specific sin. I cannot just go to confess and say, Father, I am a sinner. And the priest should say, so am I. Will you please be more specific? Am I clear? Some one sin. And it could be 10, 20 years ago. Of course, then, a person should tell the truth. Otherwise, have to go to confession and say that I told a lie. That I want to confess impatience from my past life. Would that be a valid confession? Yes. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying, absolutely speaking, any sin from one past life could be a mortal sin, could be a venial sin, would be valid matter, term we use, valid matter for the sacrament of confession. Now, my recommendation for making frequent confession. My recommendation is to choose 1, 2, 3. Go on if you wish. What? 1, 2, 3 sins that you remember having committed since your last confession. And remember, who could finish the sentence? It's in the Bible. The just man. Thank you. You remember, don't you? Sisters. Now that figure is just in general.
Father, in the examination of conscience, should we write down how many times we have failed?
Well, it's a good idea. But if you ask me, is it necessary? No. Except for mortal sins. Clear? Mortal sins must. Otherwise, it would not be a valid confession. Mortal sins should be confessed as to the number of times. Now, if the number is not clear, I'm not sure, or they're approximately, and in teaching priests we tell them, if people can say approximately, say once a week, or maybe approximately once a month, or maybe, like, say, 5 years, whatever. People living in adultery, they should confess how long they have been living in adultery. And even, as I teach priests, to confess about how many times, on an average, they would have had what should have been marital relations, but sexual relations. Say twice a week, and living in adultery, say for 5 years. Am I clear? Now, provided the person is sincere, his mortal sins, and says approximately, that's enough. For venial sins, it is not necessary for valid absolution or valid reception of the grace of the sacrament to say how many times a venial sin was committed. However, I repeat, I recommend. And the reason I recommend is because, well, there is more, let's say, more humility. I feel the impatience. You might say, well, who doesn't? But how often? Also, I recommend feigning impatience with whom? Because there's a difference in, say, feigning impatience with an equal or feigning impatience with a superior. And I also repeat, recommend. Whether I failed in patience and that showed my impatience, am I clear? As we can be impatient, deep down inside, you can smile. You know what? And some people are, they're born actors. It's just, does that help? So, shall we continue? I say to, however, sisters, these questions, I know what I'm talking about, how important. Because then, what's on your mind, I'm somehow addressing myself too. Now, our present conference, sisters, again, it will be, you notice, the big type, I need this for my eyes. My right eye is completely blind. My left eye, I can see. I've had surgery on my left eye. I take drops in my eyes every day, several times a day. The subject is the Holy Eucharist, the Miracle Worker. And the subtitle is Confirms the Truth of Our Faith. So the title is Holy Eucharist, the Miracle Worker. I begin by observing this will not be an ordinary conference. Our purpose here is to show that Christ continues performing miracles now on earth, no less than he did during his public ministry in Palestine. Sisters, this is crucially important. You need miracles in your life, I need them in mine. All the miracles that Jesus performed during his visible stay on earth were done by his divine power as the incarnate God. So as Christ is God, by his almighty power, he'll work the miracles. But these wonders, and sister, what is the German word for miracle?
Wonder.
Guess where we got the English word wonder? Is that good to hear? You can see, sisters, how the English language is not clear. Christ performed these wonders. And by the way, that's what miracle means. Is he body raised? Thank you. The Latin verb for to wonder, W-O-N-D-R, the Latin verb for to wonder is mirari. Now, if it is someone, some person, or even something which you wonder at, then it is not mirari,